In the Parsha of Tzitzis, if we read the Psukim carefully, we could really divide it up into three units, three Psukim. The first Pasuk says, U'ra'isem oso uzchartem is called Mitzvah Hashem. So here the Mitzvah of Tzitzis is to remind us of the Taryag Mitzvahs. And then we have V'losa surach re'levavchem v'chrei nechem, which seems to be a different subject. It doesn't seem to be related to tzitzis per se. The Torah prohibits us from getting moved and influenced by our heart and by our eyes. Hashatem zonim achreyem.
What's the mitzvah to say? U'ritem otam uzchartem, and the other is v'lo tatur
uzchartem. But again, I'm just pointing out that in terms of looking at this unit of three psukim as a unit, we start with tzitzis. I'm going to try to prove that we end with tzitzis. And in the middle, sandwiched, wedged in the middle, is v'lo sasur achrei levavchem achrei nechem, which l'chor has nothing to do with tzitzis. But the last pasuk takes us back to tzitzis, because it says, l'man tizkru. Again, this is the idea of tzitzis that's meant v'zchartem, to remind you of the mitzvahs. And then it says, v'yisem kedoshim l'elokeichem, which, as we'll soon see, according to Chazal, by wearing tzitzis, we become kedoshim l'elokeichem. So there's a funny kind of sequence here in which the first and the third psukim relate to tzitzis, and in the middle we have halosa surach relevavchem v'achrein nechem. So as we go through this essay, hopefully we'll see how there's a sequence here that actually flows and it all hangs together. But that's going to be futuristic. First, we're going to take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, this you'll see in the second paragraph, Uzchartem is called Mitzvah Hashem. He says the following: there are 613 mitzvahs, and we'll see in tzitzis 613. Where do we see in tzitzis 613? Rashi says the gematria of tzitzis is 600. So we can do a quick calculation here, right? The tzadi yud is 200, right? Because tzadi yud is 100, and the tuf is 400, gives you 600. Then Rashi says, let's look at the tzitzis themselves. The tzitzis will actually take us from the number 600 to the number 613. We're going to add another 13. And why is that so? Because we have what's called Shmone Chutim, right? The 8 Chutim, which we divide and fold it in half. And then we do 5 Ksharim. So if you add the 8 Chutim to the 5 Ksharim, Rashi says you get 13, which you add to the 600 of Tzitzis, and you get 613. Now, the Gemara Masechta Menachos says the following: U'ri'isem oso, you'll look at the tzitzis, uzchartem, and you'll remember. And the Gemara says the following: Re'ia mevi'a lidei zechira, zechira mevi'a lidei asiya. In other words, there are three verbs in this pasuk. It says u'ri'isem oso, that's one verb, which is re'ia. Then it says uzchartem, which is another verb, which means to remember. And then finally, vasisem, it means to implement the mitzvahs. So the Gemara says that each one brings us to the next stage. So you start with Re'ia, you see the tzitzis, that's going to bring you to Zechira, and remembering the mitzvahs is going to bring you to the final level, which is called Asiya, to implement the mitzvahs. So we're going to try to understand exactly what is it about tzitzis that plays this role, that its goal is to project us towards the Kiyum of the mitzvahs. What is it about tzitzis? Of course, you could always say that the gematria, but gematria doesn't seem to really reflect on the very essence of the mitzvah. You know, it's a nice game that we play over here, that tzitzis is 600, 5 ksharim and 8 chutim, but tachlis, what is it about tzitzis that represents the mitzvah? It's got to be something inherent in the very essence of tzitzis that's going to bring us to fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So that's question number one. You could write a little number one here on the side, so that when we, you know, the derech here is always to come back to the questions at the end. And now we move on to the second question. The second question is based on a medrash that tells us that tzitzis is uniquely related to our role, our special status, the Jewish people's special status as banim. Right, the Torah says in Parshas Re'eh, Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. Where else do we find that we are considered Bonim? So the Medrash finds that in a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Yiroel Avadecha Paolecha, V'Hadorcha Al B'neihem. So there's something here about the Jewish people as Bneihem, as the children of Hashem. And the Medrash says that this pasuk is related to tzitzis. This is a shevach, a praise for the mitzvah of tzitzis. How so? It says v'adorcho miloshon hadar, something that's beautiful. Ze tcheles shebetzitzis. The beauty of the tcheles is invoked, or shall I say, alluded to, that's the good word, alluded to by this word v'adorcho. Hadorcho means hadar, and that's the majesty, the beauty, the splendor of tcheles. She Yisrael miskasim bo, when we wrap ourselves and wear the tzitzis, nikro bonim lamokum, then we become bonim, children of Hashem. So we see clearly that in the merit of the mitzvah of tzitzis, we become bonim. On the other hand, we're going to see a relationship in Rabbi Meir between tzitzis and being avodim. Right? We have a double relationship to God. We are servants to God, that's called avodim, and we are also at the same time bonim l'Hashem, and it's all going to come together in the mitzvah of tzitzis. And this is a brayse of Rabbi Meir Menachos. He says, "Gadol oncho shel lavan yoser mioncho shel tcheles." That if we're careless about the tefillah, about the tzitzis, whether it be about the lavan, about the tcheles, here we're seeing an even extra special chumrah in lavan, because without lavan we don't fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. Without tcheles we can fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. Mashal l'ma dover doma. Now from this mashal that Rabbi Meir presents, we're going to begin to see the relationship between tzitzis and being avodim. Melech basav adam sha'omer l'shnei avodiv li'echad omer aveli chosim shel tit li'echad omer aveli chosim shel zahav u'poshu shneim v'lo heviu eizimem onish merube v'omer zeh omer lo aveli chut shel tit v'lo heviu. In any event, what's happening here is that the king is commanding his avodim to bring what's called a chosem. A chosem is a seal, which in a sense symbolically represents the avdus of the eved. Now there's a seal made out of tit. Tit is basic, is really low, in a sense low on the totem pole. It's really basic. You know, it has no special value to it. It's basically made out of a mixture of dirt and water, right? We call it clay or what's it called? Like pottery. And then we have something more sophisticated, and that's a chosem shel zahav. And according to Rabbi Meir, in his mashal, something which is more basic is more important. You know, you could add luxury and beauty and decorate it with gold, but the basic chosem here, the basic seal, is made out of tit. So Rashi there, Masechta Menachos, gives us a little bit of an insight. He says the following: what's this chosem over here? Hayu osim lebehema ule eved kshakonim osam l'shem simon avdus. You could see this even today in a kibbutz, or if you're in Switzerland and you see the beautiful cows, you'll see that they tag on, they attach something to the ear of the cow. And very often it has a number on it. And that's an identification that the cow belongs to so-and-so. Also, in the case of an Eved, they would very often add a chosem. Maybe it was some sort of a tattoo, or maybe it was something that the Eved would wear, a garment. And that also would be an indication that he's an Eved owned by so-and-so. Tosis adds another element into the equation in the mashal of Rabbi Meir. Ma shemedame chosem shel tit litzitzis. Keep in mind that Rabbi Meir was talking about the punishment if we're lax, if we're laid back about the mitzvah of tzitzis. And he compares it to the chosem of an eved, which the melech requires that the eved wear. Says Tosus, Masha Medami Chosim Shal Tit Litzitzis, Shekain Osim La Avodim, Vatzitzis Meir Al Yisrael Shem Avde HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to underline those words, Tosus, that the tzitzis are a testimony to the fact that we wear a chosim as an eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, it's just like an eved has to wear a chosev to identify him as the eved of the king, so too we have to wear a chosev to identify ourselves as the eved of the king. Our chosev is the tzitzis. And again, we'll reread the Tosfos. Tosfos says shekein osim, that we make a chosev for avod. Vatzitzis made al Yisrael shem avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's interesting that the Sefer HaChinuch, who very often gives us a little bit of a reason for a mitzvah, in the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is Shin Pei Vav, he writes, Shorish HaMitzvah Nigla B'Kosu Shulaman Nizkar, called Mitzvah Hashem Tomin. We are Avodim to Hashem. We have a commitment to fulfill God's 613 mandates. And that's what tzitzis is all about. It's a zikaron, it's something that's meant to remind us that we are avodim tashem. And the chinuch compares it to a chosem, which an eved wears on behalf of his adon, his master. And it's stamped in a permanent way, embedded in his garment that he wears. So we wear tzitzis on our garment as a chosem, to testify to the fact that we are avodim, we are committed to be his eved, which means to fulfill his mandates. And that's what an eved is all about, in this case 613 mandates.
That's interesting. So the chotev is more for the eved than for other people to see that he's an eved.
Could be. Maybe it's because of the mitzvah of zechira that the eved has to remind himself constantly that he's an eved, lest he forget that he's an eved. But what we see here, if we take together the Rashi that we started with, which is based on the Medrash in Shochar Tov, that we are called Banim, we are children to Hashem, and the proof is in the fact that we wear tzitzis, and that was based on the Pasuk in Tehillim. Now we have the Gemara in Menachos that our tzitzis are a proof that we are Avadim. So we have now an overlap in tzitzis of two different elements. One is to demonstrate that we are banim, and the other that we are avodim. And we'll see this in the Lerachayim here. The Lerachayim HaKadosh at the end of our parasha says, Vayolachem tzitzis. Why is the Torah emphasize lachem? It should be for you, tzitzis. Shatzitzis ye lachem l'siman shal avdus. And then he goes on to say, "Uriisemo sos chaytem is called mitzvah Hashem pirush kshiabitu v'siman avdusam." When they will look at this siman that they're wearing on their very garments, and it's a siman of avdus, so they remind themselves that they're avdus. Yitnu leiv she'enam bnei chor lasus kechefzu machol malbushim v'dibur mekol maseihem. They're not free to act in any way they please, but rather ke'eved, like a servant, she'emas rabo olav, the fear of his master is upon him. V'la'amod b'sha'a sha'adon mitzav alamad lasos kol malochus asher tziv Hashem lasos. The king tells him to stand, the king tells him to do a malocha, that's what he's going to do. So now it comes out in a very paradoxical way that the tzitzis is a zechira that number one, we are avodim to Hashem, and number two, that we are banim to Hashem. Usually we see banim and avodim as in a sense mutually exclusive. You know, there's a special relationship that a father has to his son, and it's not to be equated with the relationship of a master to his eved. But here in tzitzis we have a unique overlap of these two themes. So this is question number two, to somehow unravel the mystery, the wonderful magic of tzitzis, that it combines both, as a sechira, both our relationship to God as banim and our relationship to God as avodim. Now we get to question number three. If you remember, the last pasuk in this unit about tzitzis was v'yisem kidoshim lelokeichem. So we have a Targum Yonason. You know, Targum Yonason is like learning a Medrash, because he's a Tana. And he interprets this pasuk, L'man tizkeru v'asisem, it's called Mitzvah Hashem v'yisem, Mitzvah v'yisem, Kedoshim l'elokeichem. And he says that we are Kedoshim like Malachim. That's the addition here of Targum Yonason ben Uziel. meaning that just like malachim serve in front of Hashem, they are avodim to Hashem. So the paradigm of an eved Hashem is a malach. We too become kedoshim lelokeichem. We become dedicated to God to fulfill His mitzvahs, and we become like malachim. We get the kedusha v'isam kedusha lelokeichem of malachim, a kedushas malach. We acquire a kedushas malach, which simply means we look at the tzitzis, we remind ourselves of all the mitzvahs, we realize that we're like the malachim, we have to dedicate ourselves exclusively to the service of Hashem. And now we come to ask a third question. Because if the last part of this parasha, V'yisam kedoshim lelokeichem, means that through tzitzis we become like malachim with that kedushas malach, then why does the Torah wedge in between these two psukim, the first and the third, that start with tzitzis, the middle pasuk also surach rei levavchem v'achrei nechem? Why didn't the Torah simply say u'isam also zchartem is kol mitzvah Hashem v'yisam kedoshim lelokeichem? By reminding ourselves of the mitzvah Hashem and fulfilling God's command, we have an absolute commitment to God. That makes us into malachim. It gives us the kedushas malach. Just like the malachim are absolutely committed to serve Hashem, we are absolutely committed to serve Hashem. Why in the middle of this discussion that opens with uzchartem es kol mitzvah Hashem and ends with v'yisam kedoshim lelokeichem do we have this pasuk lo sasur? As you pointed out very well, it's a lo sasur. And it doesn't seem to be in its right place. So that's going to be question number 3. And that really takes us through the entire page number 1. We could go on to page number 2, and we're going to study a piece from Rabbi Elimelech Milizhinsk. He was called the Noam Elimelech. That was the famous magnum opus that he authored. And for the balance of this study unit, we're going to try to understand the words of the Rabbi Elimelech. So we have 3 questions. One was the question, what is the connection between tzitzis and mitzvot? So tariag mitzvot, apparently there's something essential about tzitzis that represents the entire gamut of tariag mitzvot. Question number 2, how is it that tzitzis is an overlap of 2 relationships that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that of a ben and that of an eved? And finally, question number 3, where does the Velos Asuru fit in to this parasha of tzitzis? It seems to be a foreign command. Now, we're going to start our discussion with probably the most famous Haggadic statement about tzitzis. Everybody knows this. In the Gemara Menachos, and the Gemara says that Tcheles was chosen for tzitzis because the color of Tcheles is meant to remind us of the Yam. The Yam is meant to remind us of the Rakia, the firmament up in heaven. And the Rakia is meant to remind us of the Kisei HaKavod, where the throne of God is up in the firmament in the Rakia. And Rashi says, Mikoch HaTcheles, from Tcheles, we're going to finally climb the ladder until we reach the Yoshev al HaKisei. We reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's sitting on the throne. Now, if you notice, there are 3 different connections here. There's one connection between Tcheles and Yam. That's going to project us to the second connection between the Yam and the Rakia. And finally, the third connection is between the Rakia and the Kisei HaKavod. Now we're ready for question number 4. Our 4th question is, why couldn't we go straight from Tcheles all the way to the Kisei HaKavod? Why is it necessary first to make a stop at Rakia? I'm sorry, at Yam, and then a second stop from Yam to Rakia? You know, if a straight line is the shortest spot, is the shortest area between 2 lines. You know, if you can get to something without going in a roundabout way, that's always the best way to go. And here it's a real roundabout. You know, we're going from Tcheles, not directly to the Kisei HaKavod, but from Tcheles to the Yam, and from the Yam to the Rakia, and then finally from the Rakia to the Kisei HaKavod. Okay, we're ready for Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elimelech, excuse me, Milozhinsk. Noam Elimelech. His insights are in Parshas Ha'azinu. And you remember that in Parshas Ha'azinu, God invokes both Shamayim and Oretz. Ha'azinu Ha'Shamayim Va'Oretz. And the Rebbe first quotes the Yalkut, and the Yalkut tells us what is so unique about the Shamayim and the Oretz. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Amar lem Yisrael, tell the people of Israel, Histaklu b'Shamayim, please contemplate the Shamayim, and you'll see something amazing about the Shamayim. Barasi l'shem shechem, I've created the world, the universe, for you, to serve you, man. Man is the center of the universe. Shema shinu midason. Is there any deviation, any error going on up in Shamayim? Shema galgal chama yotza mimarov. Is there one single occasion where the sun comes from the west? Shenemar v'zorach ha-shemesh u'bo ha-shemesh v'lo od el she-somach lasos ritzoni shenemar v'hukich ha-son yotzei mi-chupaso. When we look at the sun, we should behold two phenomena, both of which have a moral lesson for us. Number one, the shemesh is totally committed to the will of God and never deviates. It always rises in the east. And number two, the Shemesh is not only functioning in that way without any shinui, without any deviation, it is besimcha, it's in a state of joy because it's fulfilling the will of God. And that's why David HaMelech in Tehillim, when he wants to give you a mashal about the sun, you know, and its radiance, he tells you, Chasan ayotzi michupaso. Chasan ayotzi michupaso is the paradigm of simcha. The greatest simcha that the halacha recognizes is that of chasam v'kala. And we're going to compare the shemesh, the galgal chama that's going out from the east. We're going to compare it to a chasam that's going out in the chuppah to greet his kala. I don't know, Doc, if you've seen this, but there's a new minhag I've seen in America. I don't know if it's all over the world, that when the kala comes down, the chassan's already under the chuppah, he comes down to greet her. You haven't seen it. It's like, in America, they consider it like romantic. And I'm talking about Orthodox weddings, you know. And it's all based on this pasuk that says about the shemesh, it's kechassan ayotzi mechuposo, that the shemesh is like the groom that's so excited, he's so elated about going to greet his kala under the chuppah and take her into the chuppah. So that the Shemesh on the one hand is totally obedient, will never rise in the west, and at the same time the Shemesh represents the paradigm of Simcha, because the Shemesh is so thrilled with its opportunity to serve its master. Then the Medrash goes on to talk about the Yam, the waters in the sea. And the Pasuk in Yirmiyah tells us that we should contemplate the Yam. And what's phenomenal about the Yam? Asher samti chol gvul yam, chok v'lo yava. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Yam that the waters should wash up on the seashore, it will never inundate the dry land. It's always going to come to a point where there's chol, where there's sand, and then the gvul yam, and then at that point it stops. Why is that so important? Have we ever seen that the seashore will, the waves will come and instead of crashing on the shore, they will inundate the land? Again, except for the marvel, but that was a separate category. And not only that, we find that the yam, if it wouldn't fulfill God's will, it would be in a state of tsar. Again, this idea of sasim u'smechim lasos ritzon kono. And now the Medrash says, why is God teaching us and instructing us to learn the lessons of the sun and the sea? Hadvarim kal v'chomer, ma elu shenasu lo l'schar v'lo l'hefseh. They don't get rewarded. They don't get punished. Im zochim, if they do the will of God, einam akablim schar, they will not be rewarded. Im chotim, if they sin and deviate, einam akablim poranios. V'ein chosim al b'neihen v'al b'nosehem. And, you know, they're not concerned about their children, their male children or their female children. And yet, lo shinu midasam. They will not change or deviate. And on the contrary, their besimcha in the fact that they can be part of nature and fulfill God's will is atem. How much more so human beings? Shem zachisim atem akam scharim chatos makam puranis. You'll be punished or rewarded. V'atem chosim al b'neichem v'al b'noseichem. You're very worried about what's going to be the legacy that's left to your children after you die. Is alachas kama v'kama shatem tzrichim shalot tisharos midoseichem. You should be that much more careful about not, heaven forbid, deviating from the fulfillment of the mitzvahs, the will of God. So this is the presentation of the Yalkut Shimoni on the Pasuk Hazinu Hashamayim V'Adaber, meaning you should contemplate the universe. First and foremost, you should contemplate the sun and maybe other celestial spheres. And number two, contemplate the water and the water of the oceans as the waves push them up to and they crash on the Sfas Hanar, on the dry land. And what are you going to learn from this? You're going to learn from this how critical it is to serve Hashem and not Chas V'Shalom deviate. It means that if the sun is not deviating, is fulfilling the will of God to the T, if the waters on the, you know, that wash up on the bank of the river are fulfilling God's will, how much more so you? You are a human being. You have freedom of choice. You will be punished for your misdeeds and rewarded for your deeds, your good deeds. So why not learn a Kal V'Chomer that if those who are not subject to punishment, yet they are sasim usmeichem lasos ritzon kodom, how much more so you, that you don't have the sasim usmeichem element? Why? Why shouldn't you be sameach? Why shouldn't you be absolutely committed? You'll be rewarded for this. You know, the simcha of the chama or the simcha of the yam is a simcha just simply because of the action of fulfilling God's will. God's will is written in the natural order of the universe, and those bodies, those entities that fulfill God's natural law, they are in a state of simcha. They appreciate that they had this wonderful opportunity to fulfill God's will. They're not going to be punished if they don't. They're not going to be rewarded if they do. How much more so you? You have a lot more at stake over here. Punishment and reward. How much more so you should be absolutely thrilled to fulfill God's will and never deviate. That's the Medrash in the Yalkut in Parshas Hazin.
So if I do get simcha from doing it without choice, in a sense, you got a choice. If you do it, you should have a home in Mosul.
Correct, and you have the opportunity of getting rewarded for it. If you exercise your freedom of choice in the right way, you'll fulfill God's will, you'll get rewarded for that. So make a Kal V'Chomer. And now we get to Rabbi Elimelech Milozhinsk. And he says the following, that the entire of the celestial hosts of Shamayim are serving Hashem mi'ava. They're not doing it as a burden. They're doing it b'simcha. And that is out of the state of ava. The Medrash says, Lo od ela shesomach lasos ritzoni. Comparing as it were the sun to a chosen hayotze mechuposa. But he says, let's look at the pasuk in Yirmiyahu HaNavi. the pasuk in Yirmiyahu and Navi describing the waters of the sea, right? He says, he formulates it thusly: Ha'osi lo tiro, will you not fear me? Why shouldn't you derive a kal vachomer from the waters in the sea? They fear God, and you should certainly fear God. They fear God even without being punished if they violate the will of God. How much more so you, who are included in the parasha Schar V'Yonos? So we see here, if you're careful about the psukim, a major difference between Chama and Yam. Chama, the sun, that is a representation of avoda mi'ava, avoda besimcha. Masha Enken, in contrast, we have the yam, that's an avoda mi'ira. Hence the pasuk compares the yam to yira, ha'osi lo tiro. Now we have to try to understand our Gemara Menachos that we started with, that when we look at the Tcheles, it reminds us of the Yam. From the Yam, we go up to the Rakia, and from the Rakia to the Kisei Hakava. The answer to this baffling riddle of Tcheles Domel Yam is that from the Tcheles, when we see the 613 and we commit ourselves, we are Domel Yam. What does it mean with Domel Yam? Just like the Yam serves God out of a sense of Yira, we serve God out of a sense of Yira. We're not yet ready for the next Madrega of serving Hashem B'Ava. So then it says that Yam is Domel Rakia. Oh, Domel Rakia means we're jacking it up one extra step. And that's the level of Avodas Hashem Mi'ava. And finally, we get to Domel Kisei HaKavod. And Kisei HaKavod has to do with the Avos. And that's going to be the highest level that projects us from Yira to Ava to Kisei HaKavod. So it seems that what we're saying here is that you couldn't go directly from the Yam to the Kisei HaKavod. You need a major stop on the way, because the Yam represents Yira, as we saw in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. But we get up to the Rakia on the second level, and the Rakia already gives us a picture of the sun, of the Chama. The Chama, we said, was the personification of love. Love to serve Hashem and even whistle while you work. And now, in the process of our spiritual elevation through tzitzis, we're going to go through these stages. We're going to start with the lowest stage, which is the Yam, and that's the Avoda Meira. And then finally, will climb to the higher stage of the Rakia, which is the Avoda Mi'ava, and that is represented by the Chama, by the sun. And once we reach the level of Avoda Mi'ava, we're ready for the Kisei HaKavod. The Kisei HaKavod represents the highest level of love for Hashem. Now, the Noam Elimelech quotes a parsha in Yeshayahu. It says, "Bishnas Mos Hamelech Uziyahu, Vares Adon Es Hashem Yoshev Al Kisei Ram VeNisa." The next word I'm not sure how to read. "Bishulav Malachim Es Haheichal." Okay, whatever that means. Hopefully, it's not critical for us. And Srafim Omdim Mimalo, Sheish Knofayim Lechod, B'shtayim Yechase Pono, B'shtayim Yechase Raglo, U'B'shtayim Yeofif. So we're getting a peek here at the Srafim. Srafim are a particular legion of angels up in Shomayim. And what Yeshayahu HaNavi is telling us is that the Srafim, this branch, this particular species of angels, have six wings. One second. Shesh Knafayim. But it says in the Pasuk, Shesh Knafayim Li Echad. Shesh Knafayim Li Echad. And B'shtayim Yechase Ponov. So we're trying to get a picture of what the Malachim look like. And we have two parshios in Tanakh that describe the Malachim, two different Nevi'im. In the case of Yeshayahu HaNavi, the Srafim are described with their Shesh Knafayim. However, if you take a look in Yechezkel, the famous Chazon Yechezkel, in which he has a glimpse of what's called the Merkava up in Shemayim, there, which you'll see in the bottom of the middle column, Yechezkel describes his vision of angels as Arba Knafayim, as four Knafayim. And the Gemara Masechta Chagiga raises this contradiction. In the Nevuas Yeshaya, it says the Malachim stand around the Kisei HaKovod and they have Shesh Knafayim. In the Nevuah, the prophecy, the vision of Yechezkel, it says that the Malachim have Arba Knafayim. So the Gemara says Lokasha. Kan Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayom, you know, it's the full regalia, so to speak, of in the ideal sense of the Malachim would be six. But that was only at the time the Mikdash stood. Now that the Mikdash is gone, the smatu kanfei achayos, and they lower it down from six down to four. So the Gemara asks, "Haiminayu imayit?" Knows amongst these six wings, which wings were taken away as a result of Golus? And the Gemara records a debate about this. The first opinion is that of Rabbeinu Chananel in the, Rav Chananel in the name of Rav, Osan Sheomros Shira Bahen, that the song of the Malachim was terminated with the Churban Abayis. And how does Rav know such a thing? Ksiv Hocha U'mishtayim Ya'ofef. The Karzel Zev Yomar Kadosh 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 Hashem Tzvakos Malach Alaretz Kodo. In other words, the Shira is with two knafayim. It says b'shtayim uksiv, but in Mishle it says hataif einecha bo ve'einenu. In other words, in Golus they don't have these two knafayim, and that's what it means ve'einenu. They're not there. So there were two knafayim out of the original six that were dedicated to the avod of Shira, and with the churban abayis, they were lost. They became dysfunctional. Rabbanan Amru, Osan Shemachasus Ben Raglehem. According to Yechezkel, there are wings that cover the feet of the Malachim. Now the truth is that although it's called Raglehem, it's also called Regel Yeshara. No, it seems like they stand on one foot. Maybe that one foot is some sort of an integration of 2 feet. V'ilav d'imayit mino aviyoda. In other words, if these two knafayim of the original six were functioning properly. Again, keep in mind Yechezkel is after the Churban. How is Yechezkel able to see and to describe the Raglayim Regel Yishara? It must be that those two Knafayim were cut off. And then he can see the legs underneath the Knafayim. Now, when you see a Gemara like this, obviously it's a very profound Agadata, which almost defies, you know, there's no point to take an Agadata like this and begin to analyze it without the help of some major insights of some Chachma Yisrael. Here, we have the Noam Elimelech. Elu v'elu divilikim chayim. He says the following. V'atzadik tzorech letaken beiz hadeos. Okay, we'll try to figure out what that means.
Or
when the malachim are overwhelmed by fear, so they cover their legs. In Golus, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, the malachim are missing two knafayim, both of these two knafayim. Now, the Noach HaMelech wants to suggest that what it means is the malachim are not able to achieve either of these two modes of worship. Not Rav's mode of worship, which is Shira, that comes from Ava, nor the Rabbanan's mode of worship, which is to cover their legs out of a fear, which means Avodah Mi'Ava. So basically, the everything sort of grinds to a halt with the Churban Habayis. The Avodah of Ava, which is the Shira, and the Avodah of Yira, which is to fear God, all this is lost. Lachain Begolus, Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayom, Chaseros Lamalachim HaKnafayim Alol, Ki Einam Yechom Lavanas Hashem Bi Ava Ubi Yira, Ki Fisha Avdu Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash HaYekayim. In other words, when it says in Yechezkel Anovi that there's only Arba Knafayim, because it's referring to the period of time after the Churban, in the period of exile, of Golus, these two Knafayim are completely lost. And that's the ability of Avoda Meira. But he says, Gam b'shtei hacheros yesh k'tas p'gam shetzarch l'takno. Because even though Yechezkel is telling us that there are only four wings left, which means that two wings are completely gone, he doesn't mean to say that the other four are in perfect ideal shape. There are two knafayim that are completely lost. But with regard to the other remain, the balance, the remaining four knafayim, two of them, yesh bahem ktsas pagam, they have to be fixed. They have to be rectified. And here's where there's machlokas between the Chachamim, which of the two Knafayim were fundamentally lost. According to Rav, it's the two Knafayim for Shira Mi'ava. According to the Rabbanon, it's the two Knafayim of Avoda Meira. But Elu V'Elu Divel Kim Chayim. It means that after the Churban, there's a Pagam in the four Knafayim which they're left with after the Churban to serve Hashem. And even those four Knafayim that they're left with are impaired. And as a result of that impairment, there is a curtailing and a termination of Avodah both of Yira and Ava. If we want to bring about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, we have to rectify this. We have to make sure that our Avodah is both an Avodah of Ava and an Avodah Meira. So we have to work on these two midos of Avodah Meava, Avodah Meira, in order to be metaken that sin. Now, the Rebbe wants to come back to tzitzis. And he says the following. God commanded us to put tzitzis. One chut is tchelis. And each of the four corners has to be equipped with tchelis. What we're doing now is we are complementing or completing the avodah, the malachim, who on a daily basis have circuits around the kisei hakavod. In Golus, these malachim are lacking four knafayim. It means that they cannot serve Hashem v'ava u'b'yira as they did during the time that the Mikdash stood.
They're lacking two knafayim.
But those are the two knafayim that were removed, and the other four knafayim that were left were weakened. Two were weakened because of the weakening of Ava, and two because of the weakening of Yira. And therefore, after the period of Churban, we're talking about the Avodas HaMalachim who are surrounding the Kisei HaKavod, But yet it's a period of Golus, and therefore their Avoda is deficient both in terms of Ava and in Yira. And if this be the case, perhaps we can understand the three-stage process of Tcheles. Number one, Dome Liyam. Number two, Dome Lerakia. And number three, Dome Lekisei HaKavod. If we serve Hashem B'Ava V'Yira, and Yira, we can merit completing the Avodah the Malachim that serve in front of HaKadosh Baruch. Why? Because after the Golus, the Malachim have four Knafayim, which are Chaseros. Chaseros means they're incomplete. And they can't implement the Avodah of Ava and Yira. We now, through this triumvirate, this three-stage process of Tcheles, Dome, Liyam, Yam, Dome, Lerakia, Rakia, Dome, Lekisei HaKavod, we are able to, in a sense, rectify the deficiency of the Malachim. And we're able, through our Avoda of Ava and Yira, to rebuild and restore that which is lost as a result of Churban and Golus, namely Avoda B'Ava, Avoda B'Yira. Now, at this point, he quotes Reb Chaim Merlin, who is his father-in-law, meaning not his father-in-law, And his father-in-law wants to use the Noam Elimelech to shed a light on the Shara Kavanos of the Ari, that when we recite in Kriyat Shema, Maher Vavi Aleinu, Bracha Vishalom, Mehera, Me'arva Kanfos Kola Oretz. We have to gather together our tzitzis from the four corners. That's what we're saying in Kriyat Shema. And what does this mean, to gather the four corners? These are the four knafayim that have been weakened after the Churban, and we're now going to replace those four knafayim with the four kanfos of our tzitzis. And if we're careful about fulfilling that mitzvah of tzitzis, then we are, in a sense, rectifying the terrible deficiency that was generated by Golus. We say, V'yached lo avenu li'avo li'ira shemecha, and we dedicate ourselves to completing and perfecting our Ava and our Yira, which is a rectification of the four Knafayim that are deficient in the Malachim after the Golus. And immediately after this, Maher Vaveo Leinu Bracha V'Shalom Mehera Be'arba Kanfos Kol Ha'aretz. It means that the four Knafos, Knafayim of the Malachim, will be replaced by an upgraded, brand new set. You know, like if you go to a person who fixes cars in the garage?
Mechanic.
A mechanic, right. So you go to a mechanic, and what you do is you upgrade. Like you have certain plugs that are shock plugs that are weak, and they're not functioning to full capacity, and he, again for a price, he gives you a brand new set of shock plugs. Here too, what we need is to replace the weak knafayim, the weak W-E-A-K, the weak knafayim, meaning the four knafayim as a result of Churban, replace them with a brand new set of knafayim. And those are the knafayim of the malachim that were lost at the time of Churban. And now, through tzitzis, we're moving towards the binyan Beis HaMikdash, towards redemption. And that's why we gather our tzitzis together, which correspond to the four knafayim, because the Torah calls them al bigdei al kanfei bigdeichem. Wow! So again, we're seeing in tzitzis a long process of rectification, taking us from Yira to Ava. And this is a tikkun for the knafayim of the malachim that were lost at the time of the Churban. So tzitzis after the Churban Abayis plays a major, major role. And the four knafayim of the tzitzis represent the four knafayim of the malachim that have been weakened. And now we give them chizuk by taking the four knafayim of that tzitzis together. It's amazing. So we have Av and Yira. Now we understand why Tcheles domel Yam, Yam domel Rakir, because the Yam, as we discussed in great length, based on the Pasuk Yeshayahu HaNavi, is the Bechina of Yira, as opposed to the Chama, if you remember. The Chama was the Bechina of Ava. And we are going to synthesize both Yira v'Ava, and we're going to jack them up to a much higher level. And how do we do this? We do this by looking at the Tcheles, reminding ourselves of the Yam, which is the meat of Yira, and from there to project us to the highest level, which is going to be the Rakia. In the Rakia, we have the Chama. The Chama in the Rakia is the Bechina, the Bechina of Avodami Ava. So we've gone from stage one, strengthening our Avoda Miyira, to stage number two, which is strengthening our Avoda Mi'ava. And now we're ready to go around the Kisei HaKavod. Because in truth, it was the Malachim who was supposed to go around the Kisei HaKavod. But after the Golos, they lost it, so to speak. They don't have two Knafayim at all, and the remaining four are somewhat weak. So we're going to now institute an avoda that is going to project us from the lower levels of Yira to the highest level of Ava, and in that we're going to do a tikkun for the knafayim of the malachim that since the Churban became very weak and they were lacking in avoda of Ava and Yira. Now we're going to do the avoda of Ava and Yira. Pretty powerful idea.
And why the Bamitsu boy was right about the Tchelet, that if you haven't got Tchelet, then you're not going to be reminded. So it's
right. Right. There seems to be a special emphasis on Tchelet, but although we mentioned the Medrash before, that the Tchelet is already a luxury item, the real chosam that makes us. Now, we're going to begin to see why Tzitzis is both Ben and Evan. Ben is the Bechin of Ava, and Eved is Bechin of Yira, and this is going to be an overlap because Tzitzis, Tchelis, is going to take us to Yam, which is our relationship to God as an Eved, which means Yira, and then from the Yam we're going to upgrade to the level of Rakia, which we said is the Avodah Mi'ava, and that level of Avodah Mi'ava is the Tikkun of Rakia. You know, we've now gone from the low level of Yam to the high level of Rakia, because Rakia represents the Chama, and the Chama serves Hashem with Simcha, with Ava. So we've now climbed the ladder from the Yam, which is Yira, all the way to the Rakia, which is Ava. And in so doing, we are rectifying the four Knafos. What are these four Knafos? They represent the Knafayim of the angels that were weakened after the Churban and the exile. And we're trying to work so that the Malachim are no longer functioning in full capacity for Ava and Yira. Now we have to, in a sense, replace the Malachim. You know, the universe can't exist without Avodah Mi'ira, Avodah Mi'ava. So we are going to step up, and that's going to be personified, if you will, in the tzitzis. You know, let's see if we can answer the four questions that we asked, because I see we're running out of time. The first question was, what's the connection between tzitzis and kiyum mitzvahs? The answer is tzitzis represents our avoda of Yira as an Eved, and our avoda of Ava as a Ben, and that is our relationship to Tariq mitzvahs. The second question that we asked is based on the various midrashim. How could it be that the, since it represents an overlap of both Ben and Eved, those seem to be mutually exclusive? But the answer is no. The Eved serves out of Yira, and the Ben serves out of Ava, and since it represents both. Our third question was, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose to wedge in the middle of this unit the Los Asuru Achre Levavchem, the Achre Einechem? So for that, you might look on page 4, where he says the following, that V'yisam Kedoshim L'Elokechem, you remember that means we achieve through the tzitzis the Kedushas HaMalach, which is the Kedusha of Tariq Mitzvahs. Why? Because the Malach represents uncompromising, unyielding, unbending dedication to serve God, to serve the Master. And that's what we have to do. And that's where tzitzis is going to upgrade us to the status of Kedushas HaMalachim. But in order to do that, we have to first fulfill the Los Asuru. Just 1 second, I'm trying to find the paragraph that I'm missing now, of course. Alright, I can't hold you up, so... Oh, here it is, I think I found it. V'hine, this is on page 4, the paragraph that starts V'hine, Yarviach lanu lahavin seder apsukim b'schiras mitzvah Hashem b'schus hatzitzis. We learned from the Noam Elimelech that we have to be mashlim the four knafos of the malachim through the four knafos of the tzitzis. And finally, we're going to reach the highest level, attain the level of Kisei HaKavod. And our level of Kisei HaKavod will be a result of our Ava, both our Avod of both Ava and Yira. So Hashem says, "Ureisem osos chatem is called mitzvah Hashem vasisem osam," which means that we're going to fulfill all the mitzvahs asay, and that corresponds to Ava. However, we need an avodah miyira, and that's going to be the Los Asur Achrei Levavchem Vachrei Nechem, which means I mandate you to fear God, and that fear of God should express itself in your avoiding any sort of avoda of los asurach, any sort of los asev los asurach rei levav kam achrei nechem. And now we've reached the level of avoda mi yira, which is represented, as we said before, by the yam. So that now the psukim are set beautifully in sequence. They start with a remembrance of the mitzvah say, they go on to remembrance of the mitzvah losa. So when we've achieved both, we have the avoda of both Yira and Ava. Now we become v'yisam kedoshim l'elokechem in the third pasuk in the sequence, which means we replace, so to speak, or substitute, if you will, for the malachim. Their four knafayim are weak, ours is fresh and new and strong. We're going to make a tikkun on the avoda of Yira, the avod of Ava, the Yam, and the Rakia. And as a result, we're bringing about the Geula. Why? Because the Golus and the exile was a cause for the weakening of the Knafayim of the Malachim. If our Knafayim or Knafos of Tzitzis are a rectification of and a fixing up of that, you know, we're like medical doctors that are curing a weak patient. The patient's body is weak. Why? Because the four knafayim after the golus of Ava and Yira of the Malachim became very weak. So we're going to strengthen that with a drug, and that drug is called tzitzis. That's going to cure us, because the tzitzis represents the avod and Ava, the avod of Yira, and that's going to rectify the deficiency in the avoda of the Malachim as a result of Churban. And all this ties in with a pasuk in Malachi, Ben Yechabed Av V'Eved Adonov, which means that there's going to be some sort of combination of being a both a Ben and an Eved. An Eved represents the Avodah of Yira, a Ben represents the Avodah of Ava. So let's just very quickly read the last paragraph, although we did skip a little bit in the middle, but hopefully we're not missing the critical part. And that is that Lefiz Emavuah Shebischus Mitzvah Tzitzis V'dalit Kanfos HaBeged on Uzochem Lavadus Hashem Yav V'yir V'chinas Bonim V'avodim. So we have in tzitzis both bonim, and that's ava, and avodim, and that's yira. And in that way, lahashlim, to replace, or shall we say, refresh and re-strengthen, the dalit knofayim that chaseris l'malochim bizman agolus. And our tefillah is that in the schus of mitzvah tzitzis, when we rectify and strengthen the dalit knofayim and the malochim, then we're ready for the geula shlema. We're ready to terminate the period of Golus, and in the Schus of Mitzvah Tzitzis, Hashem will redeem us, a full redemption, L'shan Abba, Geula Shlema, L'hachzir, L'malochei Ha'elyon, Eskol HaKnafayim, B'b'chinas Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, L'olam Vod.
Amen. Thank you very much for taking the trouble to give me a shiva.